RadioArchives.com presents G8 and His Battle Aces magazine from May 1936. The Wings of Satan, the 32nd adventure of G8 and His Battle Aces, as told by G8 to Robert J. Hogan, read by Nick Santamaria. Out of war-torn skies of World War I flies G8 and His Battle Aces, the greatest combat pilot of that hellish conflict. G8's true name was stricken from all official records so that he could fight the most evil minions of the German Kaiser without the restrictions of the laws of war. Piloting a souped-up SPAD warplane and backed by his wingmen Bull Martin and Nippy Weston, G8 blazed his name across weird battle skies history never recorded. Mad scientists, zombies, werewolves, vampires. These were the unholy allies of Imperial Germany, whom G8 engaged over the blood-soaked trenches of the war to end all wars, in frenzied dogfights straight out of hell. And now G8 and His Battle Aces' thrilling adventure, The Wings of Satan.
Chapter 1. The Mass Attack. The early afternoon sky was being whipped to a froth by thundering planes and screaming shells. A haze hung about that sky, but although it was autumn, it was not the haze that poets write about. This smoke that filled the air came from artillery and machine guns. At a higher altitude, tracer smoke, both yellow and white, ribboned out in a wild tangle, as though death were marking out with a grim finger the course he would take through the skies. Far below the tumult of screaming pursuit planes, masses of German troops were preparing for another push on Paris. Never before during the war had the enemy lines come so close to that great French capital. British and French and American troops were doing their best, but the pick of the Kaiser's army, numbering hundreds of thousands of efficiently trained men, were pushing on slowly, relentlessly, to certain victory. Certain victory, that is, unless something definite were done to stop the savage onrush of the Huns. In the thick of that fight, G8, the master spy, with his battle aces, Little Nippy Weston and Big Bull Martin, were tearing like madmen. G8's guns were glowing a fiery red as he tried to break through that impregnable aerial defense of Fokkers and Albatrosses. His SPAD was wobbling dangerously, shot full of holes by enemy slugs. But still he flew on, while Nippy and Bull fought with the ferocity of trapped wolves. Fokkers, SPADs, and Newports were all going down. Even in that short period of fighting, G8 could see that the Allies were getting the worst of it. The Kaiser not only had his picked soldiers down below on the ground, but the cream of his Imperial Air Forces were hurling their planes through the skies. They were veteran fighters, these Boches, men who knew all the tricks of the game. But to G8, this was more than a monster dogfight. The master spy had a special objective in mind. While other Allied planes were driving back the Germans, G8 was struggling to get through to see what lay on the other side. He knew that somewhere back there, the nerve center of this entire Boche organization lay. If that could be found and destroyed, it would mean that the Huns would be held up in their advance, perhaps long enough for the Yanks to get their supplies and reinforcements up through the slime and mud north of Paris in time to put up at least an even fight. Three Fokkers were on the master spy's tail now, coming down from above. Spandau lead streamers were slashing through his turtleback, up the fuselage and toward his cockpit. G8 moved the stick and rudder to zigzag out before it was too late. Nippy and Bull were coming just behind him. They, too, were being trailed by other enemy crates, but they knew G8's objective, and they were going to do their best to help him through. Bull brought death to one jerry crate, and Nippy was firing at another. Then the master spy shot up his hand in a signal to the two battle aces. If he could only get 2 miles farther back of the lines, he could see what was going on. More than a dozen observation planes had gone down that morning, trying to reach that same objective. But now, while his plane was still whole, G8 was going to make one last frantic effort. The master spy hurled his SPAD into a tight roll as enemy crates came at him from the north. Round and round, the master spy sent his ship. Then, suddenly...